Welcome to the Gifted to Give podcast. I am Brother Gian. If you're new to podcasting, you're in the right place. I can't wait to share to all of you how wonderful God is as we celebrate the 500 years of Christianity in the Philippines. Good day, listeners. We have once again Monsignor Achilles Dakay as he will preach and teach to us the good news of the gospel for this Sunday,
July 2, 2023.
We have a great number of listeners, downloads, and interactions. We at Gifted to Give Podcast would like to thank everyone for their support.
We are blessed to have our sponsor for our podcast, Podmetrics. Thank you so much, Podmetrics, for the support, and I urge everyone to support them as well.
And now, without further ado, please join us in welcoming Monsignor Achilles Dakay.
Friday of the month of June. Looking back, June was a month of solemnities. Not six, but five solemnities. If you may remember, the solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity, the solemnity of the Most Holy Body and Blood of Christ, the solemnity of the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus. And then we have the solemnity of the Nativity of John the Baptist. And lastly, the solemnity of Saints Peter and Paul. Five solemnities only. And now another month has come our way. The 31-day month of July. During the month of July, we will have no solemnities. Solemnities are feasts which has vigils or vesperas. But during this month of July, we shall simply celebrate Sundays. The 13th, the 14th, the 15th, the 16th, and the 17th Sundays in ordinary time. So, welcome once more to our Bible study online. I repeat, and I won't tire repeating this, we are here to study. We are not preaching. We are in a classroom. I'm not on a pulpit. And you are all seated comfortably in your respective homes. We are studying so that we may learn somehow some truths that not only make us happy, healthy, but also make us holy, sanctified, sacred, etc. But before anything else, let us pray. Almighty Father, send your Holy Spirit upon us that we may read your word with faith, reflect on it with hope, and realize it with love. Following the example of your only begotten Son, from whom we find freedom, fulfillment, and the future with you forever. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, as usual, we shall study, read, and try to understand the cycles A, B, C, Gospels assigned for this 13th Sunday in ordinary time. This year, of course, Cycle A, we read first Matthew's 10, 37, and 42. So we shall now read our own Bibles or listen to the reading of Matthew 10, 37, 42.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take up his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Whoever receives you receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. Whoever receives a prophet because he is a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And whoever receives a righteous man because he is a righteous man will receive a righteous man's reward. And whoever gives up only a cup of cold water to one of these little ones to drink because the little one is a disciple, amen, I say to you, he will surely not lose his reward.
Thank you very much for reading for us the gospel for next Sunday, July 3. July 2. Anyway, every gospel, as we have so far learned, is always about God, about Jesus Christ, the God-made man, and about ourselves. So, we focus our attention on statements of our Lord Jesus Christ, which may help us know more, love more, and follow more Jesus Christ. In this particular gospel, Jesus has made some points about who is worthy of him, about losing and keeping one's life, and about rewards. So let us focus on this third saying of Jesus about rewards. This may turn out to be rather other than the usual and the traditional points. He says that there is a reward for anyone who recognizes and respects a prophet, because a prophet is God's spokesperson. There is a reward for it, and there is a reward for anyone who recognizes and respects a righteous person. A righteous person is one whose greatest desire is to do what God requires. And lastly, Jesus says there is a reward for anyone who performs a work of mercy. He has cited only one, to give drink to the thirsty, especially to the least of my brethren. The works of mercy, there will be a reward. Okay, so we ask further, what is the reward? Jesus does not mention in this passage, but in the same gospel according to Matthew, chapter 5, among the eight Beatitudes, Jesus said, "You, my disciples, when you are persecuted, when you are insulted, when you are cursed, rejoice and be glad, because your reward, a great reward, is kept for you in heaven." So now we know that the reward is kept for us when we are good or do good. The rewards in heaven. At once, let me make clear, the reward should not be the motive of being good and doing good. No. To be good and to do good is precisely to please God to do His will, or to do the will of Christ, His command to love God and to love our neighbors. But there is a reward. There is a heaven. Furthermore, in the same gospel according to Saint Matthew in his chapter 24, that at the end of time, at the final judgment, when Jesus himself, now seated at the right hand of the Father, will come again to judge the living and the dead, meaning the living, the sheep, the dead, the goats, the living, the righteous, and the dead, the unrighteous. The living are those who have performed works of mercy, and He would gather them to His right side, and He would say to him that as king, as shepherd, I will separate the sheep from the goats. Why? He says to the sheep, to the righteous, to the performers of works of mercy, come, come, you who are blessed by my Father, come and possess the kingdom prepared for you since the foundation of the world. That is heaven. Heaven is the kingdom of God prepared for those who are good and are doing good. The rewards, I repeat, will come. But that is, or those rewards are God's gifts to us for being good and doing good. Therefore, let us try to focus our attention on this. When therefore we are trying to save ourselves, I repeat, salvation is here, now, here in this world and now in this life, and the reward will come after. But being good and doing good is our duty and our salvation here. The reward God will give to those who have been good and doing good. That is clear now. Therefore, as we go on living here in this world and now in this life, let us be motivated by our love of God, our love of Jesus, and our love for each other. The reward will come, but that, I repeat, is God's gift to us. Our duty and our salvation is to be good and to do good here and now. All the saints here on earth, like Mother Teresa of Calcutta, was a living saint here on earth. Now, the kingdom of God, heaven, as we have studied, may be identified with the church that Jesus has come to build on Peter. You are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. The church is not a building. The church is not a building constructed of stones and cement. No. The church is we people created by God, redeemed by Christ, and sanctified by the Holy Spirit. But the church, as we have learned, has three stages. The church on earth, or the kingdom of God on earth, is militant. It's called the militant church. Here we still fight to gain heaven. But then, if we die in God's mercy, there is a suffering church in purgatory. But if we die and fall asleep, there is for us the triumphant church. So, the triumphant church, the suffering church, and the militant church. Here on earth, we are now the militant church. We are the people who are still fighting, running the race, according to St. Paul. Remember that we have said that when a person dies, his body is left separated by the soul. The body goes to the ground and is reduced to ashes, and the soul goes to another world of spirits. Now, immediately every hour, at the hour of death, the soul who has been fighting here on earth, if he has died by God's mercy and I have still some imperfections to cleanse from, the soul goes to purgatory. But if he has fallen asleep, like Lazarus, like the 12-year-old child of Jairus, the good persons directly go to heaven, the militant church. The militant church is the reward for us after suffering in purgatory or after dying in the militant church. So, I repeat, we are now in this militant church. We are the church, and we are still running the race according to St. Paul. Therefore, heaven, the kingdom of God in heaven, the kingdom of God in the world that will never end, the kingdom of God in eternal life, is a reward that God will give to those who have made points. Those points, when we'll try to live a life which is single-minded, a life when we are living a purpose-driven life. The eight Beatitudes, remember, were Beatitudes, blessings here on earth, but later on will be rewarded in heaven. So, blessed are you who are. Blessed are you now, here on earth, and then you will be rewarded with the kingdom of heaven later on. Now let's go to St. Mark. In St. Mark, there is an incident. A woman who has been sick with severe bleeding, hemorrhage, for 12 years. She heard that Jesus was passing by. And weak that she was, she said to herself, "I'll stay here by the wayside when Jesus would pass by, if only I can touch his clothes, I will get well. I will be saved from sickness. And indeed, that's what he did. She touched the hem of the edge of the clothing of Jesus. And Jesus rewarded her. Jesus rewarded her by saying, "Go in peace and be cured of your affliction." But being cured of your affliction is precisely being saved, being made whole here on earth. But the going in peace may be a temporary reward. It may sound like that, but actually, go in peace would symbolize the eternal reward in the kingdom of peace in heaven, that she may eventually rest in peace. So again, that reward, go in peace, may sound very temporary, but it may symbolize the eternal reward in the kingdom of peace. And as we have learned, the kingdom of peace may be gained here when we tell each other the truth, when we observe justice, when we show love, and when we are free, when we respect freedom of each other. So again, make this distinction: being good and doing good here, and then the reward. In this Gospel according to St. Luke, there were three guys who met Jesus sometime, and when they were invited to come, follow me, one said, "Yes, Lord, I will follow you wherever you go." But Jesus said, "Tikamona, listen. The birds of the air, they have nests. The foxes, they have dens. But the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head and rest." In other words, there will be no rest as far as following Christ is concerned. Then there was another guy who said, "Lord, I'll follow you, but let me bury my father." His father is not even sick yet. He's not even dead yet. But he was telling Jesus, "I will follow you afterwards." But Jesus, "No, let the dead bury the dead, but you be living. Go and preach the gospel." The third guy is what I am interested in showing to you the right thing. He said, "Lord, I will follow you, but let me say goodbye to my family at home." And Jesus said, "Look, if you put your hand on a plow, when you start to plow the field, and you keep looking back, you are not fit for the kingdom." So again, no reward for you who keep on looking back. Be instead pure of heart. Be single-minded. Live a purpose-driven life, and God will give you a reward. So this is it. There are many, many things we have to do here in order to be rewarded. But I repeat, we should not be good nor do good here only because there is a reward. If anyone wants to be my disciple here on earth, in this life. Jesus says, if anyone wants to be my disciple, anyone wants to be saved here, should deny him or herself. Meaning, say yes to God all the time and no to self. Must carry his or her cross daily. Now, what does that mean? To carry your cross daily is what Jesus did together with the two thieves when they were carrying each one of them his cross. It was a chance for the criminal to acknowledge his sinfulness. It was an occasion, an opportunity for the one who carries the cross to be repentant. And that's what happened to the good thief on his right. He was repentant while carrying the cross. Christ did not say, hang on the cross, be executed on the cross. No, he was only saying, carrying the cross. So, to carry your cross daily is precisely to acknowledge your sinfulness, to be repentant. And if you are repentant of your sins, like the good thief, you will be rewarded. Jesus will say, today, you shall be with me in paradise. So that is the reward. But what the good thief had to do was to acknowledge, to carry his cross, and at the same time be repentant of what he had done. So this is what it is. Sunday after Sunday, we learn truths that really make us holy, saved, made whole, cured from our sickness, but mainly free from our sins. This is what we pray for at every Mass. Lord, by the help of your mercy, may we always be free from sin, soul, and be kept safe from all distress, sa body. Here we want to be holy and healthy. We want to be the person that God has intended us to be. When therefore, at the end of time, after all has been done, God will give us, each one of us, a body. And this body will be rejoined to the soul. There will be no more militant church, there will be no more purgatory suffering church, but only triumphant church. Each one of us there will be given a body, a glorious body, like the bodies of Jesus who ascended into heaven, and the body of Mary who was assumed into heaven. But those in hell will also be given. They are souls also. The unending death in hell, they will also be given their bodies, but not the glorious ones. They will be deprived of the light of God's face. They will not see beatific vision. So this is our now duty and our salvation. Let us keep this in mind Sunday after Sunday, week after week. We are trying to gain points. When we are resolved to be good and to do good here, so that with what we have done, we please God, and God gives us the reward. I repeat, anything we say or do here on earth does not at all add anything to God's greatness. God is already happy as He is. But what we say and do profit us for our salvation. So that is what we keep on saying at Mass. It is our duty and our salvation here on earth, and we say Amen. Meaning that is true and I agree with you. So here I pause for some of your questions and reflections on this matter of rewards.
And now, words from our sponsor. If you're a current podcaster or plan to create your own podcast soon, I want to share with you the tool that I use to help me monetize my podcast. It's called Podmetrics. Podmetrics is a platform that allows you to have full control of how you monetize your podcast. You can collab with brands and choose between the many merchants that fit your podcast's audience. It also gives you tips and samples on how to execute your ads properly to maximize your earning potential. Plus, you can track how many of your listeners you were able to convert and know how much you've earned in real time. Cashing out is also a breeze. So if you're a podcaster, make sure you sign up by clicking the link in the description box of this episode and use the referral code 500YOCCebu so you can monetize your podcast too. Thank you, Podmetrics. And now, back to our podcast.
Hello, Mons.
Hello.
Thanks for the reminder that to be good and doing God should be motivated by our love for God and not for the rewards we can get. The regular Bible study helps me know God and His promises and leads me to love Him more. Salamat, Mons.
That's right.
Question 1. What's the difference of solemnities and memorials in the Catholic calendar?
I repeat, a solemnity is a solemn feast with a vigil the day before, the vísperas. That's all there is. A memorial is any mass in memory of an event or in honor of a saint. But solemnities, I repeat, are very solemn feasts with already some prayers said, recited the day before. In the office of our, in the breviary, we have the Vespers. And there is also a vigil mass before Pentecost, before Ascension, before the Resurrection, and before the Feast of the Most Blessed Trinity, Sacred Heart of Jesus, and the Corpus Christi.
Another one. Good evening, Mons. Thanks for the reminder of the corporal acts of mercy. I can get busy in my business, my household chores, but as a follower of Jesus, I need to find intentional time for the corporal acts of mercy.
That's true. The corporal works of mercy must be performed because we see with the eyes of faith Jesus Himself in the hungry, thirsty, homeless, naked, sick, and in prison, among others. Now we may add also in the addict, etc. When therefore you feed the hungry with no other thought than just to help the poor is philanthropy. But to feed the hungry because you love Jesus, whom you see in the list of his brethren, is charity.
Another question, Mons.
Yeah.
Mons, nindot imong background picture, can you please highlight the 7 spiritual work of mercy? Karun pa ku ana.
I was hungry and you fed me. Hungry, eh? Physically, materially hungry. And you fed me, not with words, but with food. Second, I was thirsty. Thirsty, deprived of drink. And you gave him not food, but drink. So to be merciful, you must be near and dear to the miserable and give him or her what he or she needs. I repeat, the Good Samaritan gave to the wounded person what he needed, treatment to his wounds, not drink to his mouth. I was a stranger and you gave me shelter. Homeless. When there is a fire that consumes houses, when their houses are all gone, what they need is shelter. I was naked and you gave me clothing. Remember the story about St. Martin of Tours. He was on his way, but on the wayside he saw a leper who was shivering from cold. She was maybe very lightly dressed, attired, and Martin divided his uniform and gave it to the naked one. I was sick. Remember, Jesus had been curing different kinds of sicknesses. Blind, deaf, dumb, lepers, crippled, all. I was sick and you treated me. When you are sick, you go to a doctor. When you are sick, you are physically afflicted. So give him a medicine. And the last one is, I was in prison. I was in prison in the list of my brethren who are in prison. We really do not know that Jesus was ever in prison, but when the moment we say that Jesus was rejected even in his own town of Nazareth, we say he was actually in prison. Now, all these works of mercy are actually acts of giving. Give food, give drink, give shelter, give clothing, give treatment, and give a visit to the sick. Remember, therefore, what Saint Francis has been saying. You will be rewarded when you depart from this world saved, having performed the acts of giving. Remember, when you depart from this earth, You can take nothing of what you have received, but only of what you have given. So that's precisely the reward for having performed works of mercy. For having given, and giving without expecting a return. That's why I said the reward should not be the motive for performing a work of mercy. Just perform it for the love of Jesus that you see with the eyes of faith in the list of his brethren, and he will take care of giving us the rewards.
Another question here. Good EA Mons, sometimes I do good because the rewards promised by God. So I really try to purify my intention always. My fallen nature is always before me. We can really pray for each other on this area. Thanks for your beautiful reflection, Mons.
Thank you. Neither should we be good because we fear hell. No. It's not that. Even hell cannot motivate us. Only our love of God, and we respect him so much that we refrain from sinfulness. That should be our motive, not to go to hell, but to please God. I'm reminded, Manggod, of a boy who faced his mother one day and asked for a reward for what he has been doing as an errand boy. He said, "Mom, you say I have obeyed you, and I ran to buy this and that. I took care of my younger brother, and I do this and I do that, and you have never given me a reward." The mother said, "Look here, son. For 9 months you have been inside me, and I was feeding you, and no reward. I delivered you, and you were born. It was painful, the labor pains, but no reward. I have been feeding you day after day, and you have grown up as you are now a boy, and there's no reward." On the boy said, "Why is it that sometimes you say that dad is good for nothing?" Good for nothing. Your dad loves us not because of what we are given or what we receive. So again, there are so many things that we are doing here on earth that should please God, and it is up to him to give us the reward. Remember, the points we make here will somehow determine our reward. In my Father's house, Jesus says, there are many mansions. There are different situations depending on the points we make in our card.
Another reflection here. Just a point of clarification, Mons. So we cannot call ourselves as militant church now that we are still running the race. The term militant church is given only as a reward for those who are good and doing good. Thank you again, Mons, for this enlightening and holy hour of learning.
That's true. We are here fighting. We are good, then we sin, we confess, back to grace. That's our fighting. As St. Paul has said, I rise whenever I fall, I get up whenever I stumble. That's militant church.
Another reflection. Mons, sometimes we give money na lang for the poor or to Caritas to help, but really do not do the actual act of giving. But the motivation is for the love of God and never. Thanks, Mons.
Actually, at every Mass, when you do the offering, remember after the Gospel, after the homily, there is part of the Mass called offering. That is the time when you help the church, when you obey the commandment of the church to support financially your parish. Among the needs of the parish are precisely the needs of the least of Christ's brethren. Aside from the offering, of course, you may make donations to other institutions that are helping precisely the poor, the miserable. So that's that. While we are still in this world, in this life, it is our duty and our salvation to give to the miserable what they need out of our resources. When we are lucky to be having more than what others have. And we should therefore be happy. Blessed are you. Rejoice and be glad. Come. Remember, Jesus has told us to come to me and learn from me, because I am meek and humble of heart, he says. But that coming is for us here on earth. Come to Jesus. But at the end of time, Jesus will say, come, possess the kingdom prepared for you since the foundation of the world. So that's that. I think we have said enough, and we shall now ask for the final blessing. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. 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 So praise the Lord. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Wow, that was an amazing talk given by Monsignor Achilles Dakai. We are so grateful for the Lord for sending Monsignor Dakai to share God's word to all of us. We would like to thank again Monsignor Achilles Dakai, and also to our heartfelt gratitude goes to all of you who joined, interacted, and asked a question for Monsignor Dakai. Hear more from Monsignor Dakai again next weekend. This is once again the Gifted to Give podcast for your ears only. I am Brother Gian signing off. Have a blessed Sunday to all, and to God be the glory.
You have just listened to the Gifted to Give podcast.
with your hosts, Brother Gian, Brother John, and Father Jojo. Catch our next episode. This episode of the Gifted to Give podcast was brought to you by our sponsors. Thank you for tuning in. If you enjoyed today's show, head over to our Facebook page at 500 Years of Christianity, Archdiocese of Cebu. If you love the Gifted to Give podcast, we'd love for you to subscribe, rate, and give a review everywhere you listen to your podcast. Till next time.